Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Top 10 tips. It was 17 years ago today that we launched our own business, New Leaf Training and Development. We moved 5,000 miles from everything and everyone we knew. We'd never run a business before. The only way my wife and I could earn income was through this business that had just been born. I figured it would be useful to share 10 reasons why I think we were blessed with not only surviving as a business when most don't, but also thriving as a business all these years later. I hope this short list will be of help to anyone considering launching a business. Number one, love what you do. I love staff training and leadership development as I believe it truly helps individuals, teams, and organizations. Life is just too short to work in a profession that you don't love. Since day one, I've never felt like I have a job I despise, but rather a profession that I love. Customers and colleagues can tell if you love what you do. Number two, love where you are. I love living in the United States, California, and specifically Santa Clarita. We first came here in 2001 on a two-year assignment for my then employer, Hilton Honors, when Hilton's worldwide headquarters was in Beverly Hills. Hilton rented a home for us in Valencia, Santa Clarita. And when we decided to move back to the States, we stayed laser focused on living and launching the business from here. A good home life sets a foundation for an enjoyable business life. Number three, know your customer. We understand the profile of our optimal customer. We call this our red carpet policy. Over the years, we've come to know who we're meant to be of service to and who we're not. We attract the former and avoid the latter. Number four, it's less competitive at the top. We chose to price our products and services at the higher range, and for us, that has led us to clients who place a high value on what we do. See number three above. If you charge a lot, make sure you can back it up with the quality of your product and service. Number five, hire well. In a service business, your people become your brand. And so we take a lot of care to ensure we hire right and reward well. Number six, understand cash flow. Profit is not cash flow. Profit is just a calculation at a point in time based on accounting conventions. Whereas cash flow, on the other hand, is the lifeblood. It's the oxygen supply of a business. Yes, healthy profit margins are important, but constant cash flow is absolutely vital. Number seven, build a brand. From day one, we focused on the brand of our company, its philosophy, its programs, and its processes. We never wanted clients to lock onto me personally as the sole provider of their services. If they would have done so, I would have been exhausted and we couldn't have grown or replicated the business. Number eight, document processes. Over time, we built an operating manual as a record for decisions that we'd previously made. Not only has this saved us time in trying to remember how we did something previously, but also it enabled us to open up a second office when someone could see the turnkey value in what we typed out onto all those pages. Number nine, take time to reflect. Each year, we conduct a strategic retreat whereby we invest time to think about what we want to stop, start, or continue in the business. We found that a retreat keeps us moving forward. Number 10, always do the right thing. One of the many aspects I love about my country of birth, the UK, and my country of choice, the USA, is they both have at their foundation the principle of rewarding you for doing the right thing. There are many countries in the world where corruption, bribery, and deception are the pathways to thrive. We've stood at many business intersections in the past 17 years and have had to choose which path to take. And I'm so grateful that the people and processes of this fine country have always rewarded us for doing things right and avoiding that which is just wrong. I hope these 10 points are of help to anyone considering launching a business. I also hope that, employees can see the principles at work within each of the points.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.